Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, July 29th, 2005, John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for All You Need Is Love, gathered from his music stand after the Beatles' final television appearance in 1967, sells at an auction in London for $1 million to an anonymous bidder. On this day in 1990, Elton John checks into a suburban Chicago clinic to cure bulimia and an addiction problem. He will take over a year off from touring and recording, but when he returns, he will top Billboard with a reissue of his 1974 hit, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. On this day, in 1978, Macho Man, a song that extols the virtue of working out, becomes the Village People's first Billboard chart entry. It will top out at number 25. On this day in 1973, Led Zeppelin, who were in the middle of a very successful U.S. tour, are the victims of one of the largest cash thefts in New York City history. $180,000 is taken from the band's safe deposit box at the Drake Hotel. The money is mostly cash receipts from the first of two nights at Madison Square Garden. On this day in 1972, Gilbert O'Sullivan starts a five-week run at number one with Alone Again, Naturally. O'Sullivan would later say that the song is not autobiographical, as he did not cry when his father died, and his mother was still alive at the time the song was written. On this day in 1968, Graham Parsons leaves the Byrds on the eve of a tour of South Africa, refusing to play to segregated audiences. On this day in 1966, Bob Dylan receives serious neck injuries when he crashes his Triumph 55 motorcycle while riding near Woodstock, New York. He had just come off a British tour using the band as his backup group. During his nine-month recovery, Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits was released, and the band began work on their first album, Music from Big Pink, that would be issued in the summer of 68. On this day in 1963, Peter, Paul, and Mary's version of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind is released. It will enter the Hot 100 2 weeks later, on its way to number two. In 1999, the song is inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Also on this day, July 29th, 1963, with a Billboard Hot 100 full of hot rod songs, Capitol Records sends disc jockeys a list of car terms and phrases to help promote what classic hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, July 29th, 1963, with the Billboard Hot 100 full of hot rod songs, Capitol Records sends disc jockeys a list of car terms and phrases to help promote what would become a Beach Boys classic. With a competition clutch and four on the floor, let's go riding in a little deuce coupe. Little deuce coupe.